To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I know both of us kind of want to get this off our chest, and I think the worst part about it for me is it makes me feel old. It makes me feel old. The holidays are here, and I bet, I know I can speak to this, I've never had a holiday that doesn't end at a relative's house where there are elderly men on couches and chairs complaining about how things aren't the way they used to be in sports.
Yep.
It is every single holiday I've ever been to. And we're getting to a point now where those old timers are just leaving at 4 o'clock. They don't even want to sit around. The night game? Night game! Oh, back when I was... Every single holiday. And I have always promised, I don't want to be one of those guys. I want to be 80 years old and still enjoying the hell out of the, I'm sure by then there'll be 17 games on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
I love the young people.
All of it. All of it. I want to watch all of it. I want to enjoy it. I want the kids to enjoy it and the grandkids. I don't want to sit there and talk about how back in the day, we didn't have video controllers in our hands when you had to get up to go over there and change the channel. I don't want to do that. And analytics is making me feel old.
Yeah.
Because I keep having the same conversation with people, which is, I understand on some level you all are doing math. And it's like the example you just brought up, which tells us that if you're down 14 with less than 5 minutes to go in the game, you score a touchdown, you go for two. Because mathematically you're supposed to. And I can't for the life of me figure out when analytics is going to take into account the emotions, the momentum, the vibe of a sideline, and all the things that go in to a decision like that. Black Friday, the last time these Eagles played, you are down in a football game by 16, and you score a touchdown, and you went for two. And you didn't get it. I'm sorry, I guess you were down by 15.
Correct.
Down by 15, and you scored a touchdown, and you went for two. And you'll say, Mark, you have to go for two on one of them. Right. But you're at home. You have just gotten the crowd into the game. You have Uncle Mo on your sideline. You're feeling it. And you go for two, and you don't get it, and the game is over.
And people leave the stadium.
Right.
Because now you're down by two scores.
And somewhere, somebody's telling me that mathematically that's the right thing to do. And I don't get it. And I'm going to be one of them dudes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the couch being like, these analytics have ruined everything. Honey, we're going home. It's 4:30. Let's go to bed.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to do that.
I understand the analytics part of it. Yesterday, a couple of them really kind of had me scratching my head. The Browns one, you're down by 14. You score a touchdown, and you go for two. So you go for two, that way you cut it to six, and if you score another touchdown, then you kick the extra point and you win the game. Okay, but if you don't get the two, now you need to score a touchdown and get the two just to tie. So for me, whatever the analytics, it makes more sense to score a touchdown, get the PAT, you're down seven, score another touchdown, well, now you can decide. Do we want to play for the tie or do we want to go for the win? And the other one was Andy Reid. It was 4th and 4 at his own 30-yard line, and it was about, 8 minutes left in the game, and it's a tie ball game against Houston. And for the first time in his entire career as a head coach, he went for it on 4th down in his own end in a game that was tied in the fourth quarter. And the analytics, and I was reading this on ESPN earlier today, the analytics said that they had a 51% chance of winning if they went for it in that spot.
And what was their chance of winning if they didn't, if they punted?
I didn't see that part of it, but just seeing that it was a 51% chance to me is, it's iffy. And if you don't get it, which they didn't, Houston's got a short field. They go down and they score to go up by 7, and you don't score again, and you lose. So
you lose. Admittedly, what I don't understand is when they do analytics, how many different things are you taking into account? Like, obviously, the analytics of what's our chances of getting a first down. Well, do those analytics know that you're playing the best defense in football?
Right.
Do the analytics know that the Houston Texans offense has not as so much as even gotten basically a first down in the second half? They can't move the ball. They literally cannot move the ball. They cannot get a pass off in the second half of this game. Did the analytics know that? Because I would argue the only way Houston was going to score in the rest of that game is if you handed them the ball in scoring territory.
At the 30, yeah.
Which is exactly what the Chiefs did.
Do the analytics know that the Chiefs are down 2 starting offensive linemen? And Pat Mahomes has spent the entire game running for his life. 3.
Started the game without 2.
Oh.
First play of the game, lost their left tackle for the season, by the way.
The answer is no. The analytics don't know that. And so I'm with you, and maybe it's because I'm old and you're now old because you're north of 50, but for me, it's about more than just what does the math tell you. And if the math tells you one thing, but the eye test and your feel tells you another, then you go with what you feel, because you're the one who's actually coaching the game.
I see it everywhere. I see it all over. On a different level, this is the argument that a lot of people are having about the NBA. Because while it's not an in-game decision, it is the analytics of their health. And that's why you're seeing load management. And then there are also the in-game plays. Like, you want this will really get y'all going. You want to know what analytics says? Play pods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's another one that I know a lot of people, a lot of us, get frustrated with, but on some level, that's what the analytics are saying. And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't totally abandon analytics because you'll get beat. There are a lot of things in life that I do think that we have to cop to, even though we may not agree with them, we may not love them, we may see the larger picture is dangerous. Like, if I asked, and you could totally do this by age, if I asked every American, if we could do away with cell phones, would you? And I know what the...
Of course not.
But it depends on your age.
Right.
Because, while I don't want to give up my cell phone, I don't want to give up the conveniences, I also have teenagers in my house, and I've watched all of the damage that they can do. And there's no going back.
Yep.
But, we have to do this, because this is what we're doing. We're doing cell phones. And so you have to learn how to work with them, because they're here, and we're not going back. Same thing, I think, with analytics. And what I don't know if we know yet, how to work with them. Like, they're here, and we need them, and we'll use them, but we've got to learn how to use them in a healthy way. And baseball, you watch them do this.
Yep.
They're here, we're doing it, and then they went, ooh, I think we went a little too far. So now we can't have 5 infielders all standing over at second base. We can't do that. So we're going to back this thing up a little bit. I think the NFL needs to... Girl, you look good. You better back that thing up a little bit, because the 4th down thing, you've all gotten out of control. You've gotten you've lost yourselves in this 4th down thing completely based on silly math that does not take into account your sideline and your personalities.
Yeah, and the crowd and the game situation and the rest of it. And not every team has done so. And it's interesting because Kansas City is number 1 in the NFL in 4th down conversion. They convert going into the game anyway. They were converting at about an 80% rate on fourth down. So there's part of that as well. Like, how good are we on fourth down? And Philadelphia and the tush push, if it's fourth and one anywhere, I get it. You go for it. Maybe not inside your own 20, but they're so good at the tush push that, you know, the analytics are one thing, but also the reality of how good you are in short yardage is another. I just think that game situation and who you have personnel-wise, who the defense is, how's your defense playing, what's the weather, these are all factors that should play into it more than they are.
Yeah, I tell you what, I am not challenging the Houston Texans' defense.
It's good.
They are out of control. They're incredible. So, yeah, I'm with you. Three offensive linemen down, and I'm facing that pass rush. And they like, by the way, I know it looked clean on TV. I think it was in the 20s last night. And people are like, oh, my gosh, can't these receivers keep dropping balls? Yeah, it's 22 degrees.
Right. Felt like 17.
Yeah. Patrick is out there throwing ice balls at people. It's not easy. You got to take. So that metric cannot be the same in September as it is in December. But I fear that it is.
Well, it has to be like dependent or reliant on who you're playing and what's the situation. You mentioned it before. Houston's offense was doing next to nothing. So you're going to give them a short field where C.J. Stroud and company can just go 30 yards and score and take a 7-point lead, or you punt it down there and make them go 85 yards and see if they can do that. So it's more than just looking at the situation. And Andy Reid actually came out today and said, yeah, I screwed it up. Not only did he screw up going for it, but also the play call, which was Mahomes in the gun, and they tried to throw it to Hollywood Brown over the middle, and it was incomplete. Yep. Like, it was the play call, it was the decision, it was a lot of things.
I couldn't believe that he was going for it in the moment.
Me either.
I'm like, Houston, if you miss this, they can kick a field goal right now. They can go 0 yards and take the lead on you in the fourth quarter. And with that defense, I was going to play pinball with them all day. You want to punt, 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 punt. We'll do it all day long. Houston was not going to go on a drive.
Yep.
It was wild. But then they scored twice, and it was the same thing. It was an interception, and it was a failed fourth down. Gene in Oakland wants to weigh in on this, who also does not want to be an old fart. Hi, Gene. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, I already am an old fart. I'll be 80 years old in about 6 months. But anyway.
Are you really right. About to turn 80, Gene?
In July, yes.
My goodness.
Don't worry.
You're doing great.
You'll hear from me.
I know.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, you're going to join the parade down Market Street when I... Never mind. Anyway. Hey, listen. Okay, so listen, what you're describing is what I call old fartism, which I fight all the time. So I try to stay current. I try to, you know, change with the times. But there are a couple of things that do bother me. Yeah, you know, going for it on fourth down all the time, that troubles me a bit. What you're talking about, you know, going for the 2 points instead of, you know, taking a field goal and a tie and, you know, going from there. But there's one thing that in particular that it really bugs me. And back in the day, it seemed to me that when you had second and short, you know, you do a play option. So you have a choice. All right, you run it for the yard, or, you know, you fake the defense and maybe you throw for 20 or even a touchdown. I don't see that very often. In fact, I rarely see it. So my question is, why not? Is that analytics too?
I mean, everything is, Gene. It all is. I mean, part of it is just, and thanks, Gene. Look, all things evolve, and there's nothing.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. It's complete nature and all of that. They all evolve. But if you're wondering if a sports team, your favorite sports team, if they do what they're doing because of analytics, the flat out answer is yes. Do you know that these teams now all have entire departments, rooms that have been built into high-tech computer rooms run by an entire team of people that are totally dedicated to performance? And it's all the same thing. It's all analytics. Now, there are in-game decision analytics, and then there's body analytics, performance analytics, but it's all analytics. It governs, I would argue, just about everything that these teams do now.
Yeah, and it not only situation, down and distance, but it's all those things that you talked about. And so you can use it as a tool, but when push comes to shove and you have to make that decision, you can't just, you're allowed to, I guess, just go by what the book says. But it's always better, in my opinion, to figure out what you're doing as a team, what's the game flow. Is your defense in a spot where they need a rest, or is your defense fresh to where you can kick the ball and give your defense a chance to go out there and make a play for you? It's not as easy as, well, the book says if we go for it, we have a 51% chance to win the game here, then therefore it's more than 50, so we go for it.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. I will say this real quick, like, I don't know if this falls but it, somewhere between compliment or whether it's a sort of a criticism or whatnot. I do feel like, I wonder what he would say about this too. I feel like Kyle Shanahan has been maybe just a touch less affected by analytics math than a lot of other coaches. Because in fact, like Grandy, I remember, you know, you started the year wanting Kyle to go for it more on fourth down. And I thought that was a fair opinion. But even just by virtue of you having that opinion suggests that this whole bug, if you want to call it that, has not been caught by Kyle at the same level as a lot of the other coaches. Just the fourth down thing. Now, he does go for it a little bit more. But a lot of these coaches, it's just like a rule now. It doesn't matter what the hell's going on, they're going for it on fourth down. And the idea of a field goal on fourth and one, oh, I mean, it's unthinkable,
right,
that somebody would do that. You're just like, no, automatic. You have to go for it, no matter the situation.
Yeah, which is, to me, it's nonsensical. And I get it when you're inside the five and it's fourth and one inside the five-yard line. Okay, there's a thought of you go for the seven, and if you don't get it, then you get zero. But at least the other team's going to be backed up against their own goal line. And your defense, if it's worth its weight in gold, can actually get a stop, and you'll get the ball about midfield or maybe at your own 40. And so it becomes a sensible move to do. The other one is where you're at like the 20 or 25 yard line and it's fourth and one. You take the three. It's a 40 yard kick. You take the three, you put the points on the board, and then you give your defense a chance to go out there and play with, you know, the other team maybe having it at their own 20 or 25 yard line. But field goals, like you said, I don't know if it's machismo or what it is, but a lot of times teams will choose to not go ahead and kick it. The Niners, by the way, are 24th in the NFL in fourth down conversion attempts. And part of that is...
That feels right, yeah.
Yeah, part of that too, though, is that they're not trailing in games late where, like, I'm looking at the board here and the Giants are number one in fourth down attempts. And I would bet that a lot of those are because you're down by 14 late in the game and it's fourth and whatever and you have to go for it. So not all fourth downs are created equally, but the Niners don't go for it very often.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.